Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're on the air.
Hello, everyone. This is Patricia and Kelly here to introduce Dr. Pat Allen. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hello. I'm just fine.
Well, it's good.
Anxious to serve.
Good. Well, you do it so well, and thank you so much for being here with us. And I wanted to talk to you. We all wanted to hear about something you like to talk about, which is how to set the Lyman. And you said to some people recently about setting their Lyman and that they should have three positive things, right?
Yes, three things that make balance in your life.
And how does that work?
How does it work?
Yeah, please tell us.
Well, the three things are, for men and women, one is to love something that's alive, whether it's a human or an animal.
Yes.
The second thing is to have something to do that's productive for mankind.
Yes.
And the third thing, which I work in very much, is something to look forward to. For men, they got to want it. For women, they don't want to lose it. So I am a transactional analyst, and I help people negotiate. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Scripting habits. Beware of your habits. They can influence you so that you're born a woman, but your parents and everyone around you are teaching you to be a man, to do good, to feel good. And if you're a woman, you're born to be feel good, to do good. And if your family wanted you to be a boy, they would not allow you to speak with words that were feminine, feelings, pain. So what happens is you become indescribable as a man and a woman, and transactional analysts, like created by Eric Byrne, we take care of that by showing you how to speak masculine or feminine in a way that feels good for a woman and does good for a man. And that's what I do in work. And here I'll answer questions.
Yes. So great, Pat. Dr. Pat, when you talk about again, the Lyman state, when you want people to be balanced, how they can set their Lyman.
Is your program you design every night and before you go to sleep, three things that tomorrow you hope get a chance to do for your feel-good body, especially for women. Women have to feel good to do good. Men have to do good to feel good. I have a book out. You can read it. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men are interested in things and women are interested in talking. So with those two things, I help people negotiate in their world.
That's wonderful, Pat, Dr. Pat. This is when you tell people to set their Lyman, they're doing that before they go to sleep so that
three
they can...
Three things you want to see for pleasure.
Yes.
And three things you want to get for productivity.
So that's balance.
there's a new book out called Dopamine Nation. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is produced when you're happy. And it's by a Dr. Anna Lembeck.
Yes.
She's a doctor, and she wrote a book, and it says, Finding Balance in the Age of Indolence. Some people get too much dopamine, and some people don't get enough. And that's what words do. Beware of your words. They set your destiny. So my book has all of my tools in there for you to use to negotiate your feelings, your thinking, your behavior in a way that is the way you want it to be.
And that's beautiful, Dr. Pat. It's absolutely brilliant. So we love hearing from you and your brilliant, your brilliance and your teachings and your tools. And we will love to have you again next week and every week.
Good. And be sure you read my book.
That book, the original book, is Getting to I Do. And the most recent book is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe by Dr. Pat Allen, both of those books. So the tools are in there for communication and long-lasting, loving relationships. Thanks again, Dr. Pat. See you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Kelly. That's
wonderful.
So
you set your linemen?
Yes, absolutely. For many, many years. I want to say, anyone who might be listening, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And Sam at the switchboard will call you right back. Your number gets logged in and they call you back. So hopefully you will put the number in your call log and it won't go to spam that way. All right. Anything you want to add to that, Kelly?
No, but we'd love to get your questions. And you know what, Patricia, you're doing live scripts now. We're doing groups. Do you have anything else you want to talk about that?
Sure. Well, there are ladies groups, and that is through the Want Institute, and which can be that's Dr. Pat Allen's Want Institute, that was designed by her, these tools for people. Oh, we have a call. I think we'll tell you more about it later. Hello, caller.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
I have a question about dream. Can I ask it?
Sure.
I have a dream. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly the whole dream. It was longer, but I remember just part of it. And in my dream, I was with my fiance, who is my fiance in the real life. And there were four of his younger brothers, and they were all like blonde hair, and some of them had like longer hair. And I was hugging each and every one of them. I think we were either leaving or meeting them. I'm not exactly sure about that detail, but I remember that they all were standing for them and my fiance, and they all were giving me like a long, big hug.
Well, I'll tell you this, that when you're dreaming of men in your dreams, you're dreaming of your feelings. So it sounds to me like these people were giving you good feelings. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah,
that's irrelevant, because everyone in your dreams is representational of an aspect of yourself. So multiple feelings of love and affection and acceptance. You have feelings of acceptance, of love, and appreciation for yourself. So you are embracing those feelings for yourself. So you're experiencing that right now in your life. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So that's indicative of that. It's a barometer of where you're at, that dream.
Oh, cool. Great.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Very good. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, one more question about the alignment.
Yes.
So I try to do them, and I'm not always doing them because I judge, because sometimes I don't complete them during the day. Should I still keep writing them even though I'm not completing them, or should I write less actions, let's say one and one, or I don't know if you have.
Just put one thing down a night, and it comes to you in symbols. You're just gradually, incrementally inputting what you want out of life. So it happens over time. You're just incrementally planting the seeds for how you want your life to go. Keep going.
Okay, so maybe three is too much. So I could just do one and one, or just keep doing three.
You can do whatever you want. Three is fine too, but it's incremental. It will take seed. It will start to grow.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
And don't forget, it takes 21 days to create a habit. So if you start doing it every day, eventually it'll just become second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. 21 day, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Good
Kelly.
Point. Good point, Kelly. I want to add again about Dr. Pat Allen's One Institute. And it is the One Institute. Kelly and Sue and Pat have women's groups. And these were founded to promote and teach these principles so people can live their authentic lives and have success in their workplace and also in their relationships and have a balanced, successful life. So anyway, you were asking me before, Kelly.
Yeah, I was asking you, how long have you been setting your alignment? When did you first start doing it?
Oh my goodness, Kelly. It's got to be 30 years, I'd say. So it's a long time, and I have volumes. I have volumes of dreams and input. So you adjust what you want out of life, and as we grow, don't you find that, Kelly? That as we grow, we want different things at different times in our lives.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think it's interesting that even when I was very young and before I knew anything about setting your alignment, but when I would get in bed, I would go, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this, this, and this. And, you know, I mean, even young, like as like 10, 11, 12, I want to ride my bike. I want to go roller skating with my friends, blah, blah, blah.
You were doing it. You were doing it. Yes.
I was doing it even as a kid, and I didn't really realize it. But it's interesting how you go through phases in your life and you stop doing a thing like that, and it has an impact, and you don't realize it till later.
Yes, it really does
like
help.
I stopped doing that for a while, probably in my 20s. And it was chaos. My days were chaos.
I understand. I totally understand. But you got the benefits of starting up again. And that's what everyone can do. You don't. But like you said, Kelly, habits are formed and then it becomes second nature to develop a habit. And it's like anything you learn to do something new. And I tell people to write their dreams and keep a pad by the bed and log their dreams when they wake up every morning. And my book is called The Dream Class. Kelly knows it in my book. And in chapter 7, I talk about how to capture your dreams. And the basic principle is to don't open your eyes upon waking so that you can still capture that that interim state of consciousness between sleeping and waking and scribble down a few images that you might see. But that's what we carry forth from Dr. Pat's talk on the Lyman. The Lyman is that interim state of consciousness between sleeping and waking that is connected with our subconscious mind. And that's how we can move forward more quickly and get better results in our lives by getting in touch with this stuff. Right, Kelly?
I definitely agree with that. One of the other things I think is really interesting is that, you know, we talk about a lot about, you know, being self-aware. And one of the things I think is most interesting is how different I adjusted my life and my talk after doing a live script with Dr. Pat. Now, I've got to do my live script with her many times because I've done it as a demo with her, and I've done it live with her, and then I did it privately with her. And that's one of the things that I think is really amazing when you are trying to figure out what is your energy, who are you? I think that the live script is the thing that really opens it up. And the questionnaire that you get first is, it all of a sudden these things start coming to the surface and you're like, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that about myself. I didn't know that about, you know, this person in my life and that person in my life. And
that's the part, that's the part where we send the questionnaire out so you can do your homework. And that's what you have to do on your own. So people realize they have to do their homework with this questionnaire. And then they call and make an appointment to get down and dirty and unravel it all. And so that's what we do.
And I think it's really interesting because you don't really realize it at first until you act. It's like the first time I read Conversational Rape.
No, that's a good one.
I tell you, I sat there and I just literally wept because I was like, this is what's happened to me.
Yes.
In my life, and I never knew it. So that was the very first book of hers I read, and I was very young at the time. And then when I did the live script with her, I actually had a better grasp on what had happened with words that people say, and people don't understand the power of words.
And that's why we readjust the words with the tools that we all teach through the Pat's training. Dr. Pat's training is, it's actually communication training. And to, when you use communication skill, and when you have new communication skills that you didn't have before, your life starts unfolding in such a more positive way in all your relationships, whether it be your work relationships or your romantic relationships and even your family, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to get mowed over at work. and then I had read that book, and then I went to work the next day. And then everything was different. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this job anymore. These people don't get to talk to me like this anymore. You know, I think I was 23. And it was profound. It was truly profound.
Yes, it is.
I didn't get as bold in my relationships and my communication with the people that I loved.
Right.
But I was very bold with work, and I was like, okay, good. If you can do it at work, then you can do it.
Well, family is sometimes the hardest. Family.
It is. Take training. And it does take the tools because, you know, some of the ladies in my groups, I say, oh, you're backsliding. You're backsliding. What can we do to get you out of the backsliding? So how do you talk to your ladies about that?
Oh, the backsliding? Everybody makes mistakes. There's no perfect. You know, when people try to be perfect, it's, you can't beat yourself up when you don't do everything perfectly. So we just jump back in and we say, well, we'll do it better next time. And when we want to talk to somebody using our communication skills, these tools that make us more skillful at communication, well, we just get back into it and say we'll do the best we can.
I totally agree with that.
I want to remind everyone listening that a call-in number is 323-203-0815. And if you can't make it, if you're listening to the archive, you can LA Talk Radio archive. And you can also type in a question on email, which is info@drpatallen.com. Excuse me, that's info@drpatallen.com. And then we would read your question on the next show. And then you can listen to it if you can't always make it live on the show.
Definitely. So, that is a great way to do it. Sometimes we have people that are out of our time zone and they have to listen to the archives. So it's great that they are able to put in because they can't call in.
Now, what I might add too, the when we talk about groups, ladies groups, these are video groups. These are Zoom groups. So you can be anywhere in the country or outside of the country. Pardon me. And Kelly, can you take it from there?
Yeah, you can definitely understand on our Zoom groups, there are video groups. And so wherever you are, you can join in with us on our groups. You'll be able to see whoever it is you're dealing with, Dr. Pat Allen or Patricia or Sue or me, and you can see us. And so it becomes quite personal because you get to actually interact with us via Zoom, which is really great. It's been super effective. And one of the things we absolutely love about it is the group scenario is really helpful. I find that our ladies really do end up connecting with each other. Most of our girls in our Zoom groups now have personal relationships. And one of our gals just got married, I believe, last weekend.
Yes, that's right.
And Sue was there, and the ladies in her group were there, and they were all so thrilled with the wedding, and they used some of Dr. Allen's words in the wedding, so yes. in the ceremony. It was quite exciting.
Beautiful.
And so... all the girls were abuzz talking about it because when anybody gets engaged and married and everything, and we see the tools at work and effective, then it's just kind of a boon for all of us. We love it. It's so exciting.
And I have a gal too, Kelly, that just got engaged. And she's one of my privates, and she can't make, because of work, she can't make the Zoom. So I see her privately through Zoom, by the way, but on her time. And now this is to help people. I want to tell this story because she was in a very difficult relationship. She gave it a real good go, gave it a college try using tools. She had a very difficult boyfriend who became a fiance, and he would not negotiate anything. And we do also help people negotiate their relationships before they actually get married or live together. And we discuss time, space, money, and play in detail, how you can all get along and avoid fighting and bickering once you get married. So this person that she was previously engaged to would not negotiate anything at all. It was his way or the highway, and her feelings didn't matter. So finally, after 2 years, she couldn't do it anymore. She didn't feel good. She was starting to be sick. And there's a book Dr. Pat recommends when people's body is called When the Body Says No. Well, she was starting to be sick. Yes. And so she finally said, I can't stay anymore. I can't do this. So I said, there'll be something better for you. If you cannot and you're getting sick, it's fine. Within a few weeks after she let that one go, even though it was very sad, she was engaged. She was looking forward to being married, but she couldn't do it with this person who was just too difficult. Within weeks, somebody she had gone out with 40 years before at a high school dance shows up and said,
wow, that's a God shot.
a God shot because she followed her feelings, Kelly. She could not stay in a toxic relationship. She took care of herself. And lo and behold, this fellow shows up. They are now engaged. And he is the nicest. He cares about her feelings. He cherishes her. He wants her to feel good and have a wonderful life. So that's the story there I wanted to share.
You know what's really great about that, though, Patricia, is that she stayed until she got the lesson so she doesn't have to repeat it.
That's right. She
does not go. That's one of the biggest things.
Mm-hmm. To not repeat a lesson.
That lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, mm-hmm.
it can be painful, but sometimes we have to understand that we don't grow unless we sometimes have a painful experience to help us.
That's
to
right.
launch us. She said, this is too painful. This is too painful. And she stepped away. If she had him not stepped away, that opportunity, you know, that butterfly effect, like what will happen? That's so exciting.
It was really exciting to see how that works energetically, that it was a beautiful, beautiful example of a woman following her feelings.
So it's like the crimson thread. You know, at some point in time, they had been connected. So maybe that thread never really was broken.
Exactly.
It might have been too gossamer to see, but it was really actually still there. And that's funny because mm-hmm. I have probably the love of my life. He lives in Fort Smith, Arkansas, mm-hmm. and fell in love with him in fifth grade. And, you know, it's funny. We talk all the time now, you know. And he says to me all the time, I've always loved you. I loved you from the beginning.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, yay.
Hello. How are you? Caller? Are you there? Well, I guess they're gone. Are you still there, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here.
They came and left. Okay. Oh, here they are again. Wait, they left. Okay. Sometimes we have little technical difficulties, but they might call back. Please call back again, caller. And
For sure.
But where were we? That's a beautiful story too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have now been friends for a really long time, because fifth grade was a long time ago for me. But it's so amazing, you know, we both have kids and we both do this and we both do that. But it's like, we're always reaching out to each other just to say, hey, I love you. I'm thinking of you. And
you have a connection. You have a beautiful connection.
Still, to still have that thread, to still have mm-hmm. that, you know, because like I said, fifth grade was a minute ago, I'll tell you. So
that's
I have
right.
a question. Mm-hmm. And here's one of the questions from one of my people that I've been mm-hmm. talking to. Mm-hmm. And he says this, the wedding is coming in May. I proposed. I did the whole thing on my knee and everything else. So she said yes, and I'm thrilled. But also, I'm feeling nervous. I feel like a weight in the pit of my stomach. Is this natural or am I doing something wrong?
It's very natural, especially for a man. Do you know about his age range?
He is 41.
Okay. Well, he is about to give up his independence sexually, because when you marry somebody, the vows are we're going to be monogamous. And for as long as we both shall love, as the way Dr. Pat puts it, and it's a scary thing. And men realize that sometimes they get the panic attack the day before even. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to give up. I'm going to forsake all others.
Right?
Yes.
Am I really going to do this?
That's right. It's very, very normal. And just walk with you, whatever your name is, we'll walk with you through it.
Yeah, he is actually a really terrific and wonderful human being.
Good.
And he waited for a long time to find this one. Went through a lot of relationships, and I told him, I said, here's my question for you. Can you imagine life without her?
Good.
And he said, not anymore. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
I said, so you maybe just have a little bit of premarital anxiety, and I don't think that's all that unusual.
It's not all that unusual, and it's okay. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Right? I love that you confirm it, because I know he's listening tonight.
Good. We're with you. We will walk with you to the other side of the aisle.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So that's one of the questions. And the other one is a little more serious. This woman says, I believe my husband has a porn addiction. I would have not bothered with this, except for now it's getting into a financial situation where he's spending hundreds of dollars a month on porn. And in this economy, it's absolutely killing me. I feel like I should be enough for him, but I just thought I would let it go. But now I don't feel I can. What is the conversation?
The conversation is, first of all, before the conversation is the understanding about addiction. And there are lots of groups that people can go to. And you can personally also go to Al-Anon, which is for the enablers. But you can say to him, I understand. I hear you. I understand that you like the porn. However, this is starting to affect our life together. And first of all, it's not about you. It's not the lady I'm talking to. It's not about yourself and you're not enough. He has developed an addiction, and that has nothing to do with whether you are enough or not enough. An addiction is something that he has triggered his brain chemistry to want something more of. This dopamine rush that he gets from watching the porn is like cocaine to him. So they have Sex Anonymous, Sex and Love Anonymous. There are people who are also love addicts, but it's a helpful 12-step group. They're all over the country, and you might consider that, and you might consider having a session, the couple session. Call the One Institute and get a couple session lined up with one of us. And we will talk about it and see where you want to go with that. And start, we could teach you some boundary setting, but healthy boundary setting without fighting.
Or as Dr. Pat would say, fighting with love.
Yes. Well, that's negotiating. Yes. So we can negotiate some new boundaries. Yes. Fighting with love is negotiating. So, yes, that's a tough one. Any kind of an addiction is tough, whether it's drugs and alcohol and sex, gambling. Whenever the brain gets stimulated to the point where it can't live without it, or it just craves it, and it interferes with the rest of your life, including your finances, now I'm hearing, right, Kelly? You were saying
yeah,
that
that's what she's saying.
It's become a financial issue as well, not just a you're neglecting your wife issue. So this is getting serious, and it's serious enough to address.
I totally agree with that. It's one of the things that I think people, she said she thought it started during the pandemic. I think a lot of strangeness started during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Of this nature, including this is interesting because I have another girl who started living with a man during the pandemic, and everything was, you know, butterflies and roses and all of that until it wasn't. Mm. And so she feels like she's stuck in this relationship now because she doesn't really feel like she can leave because they got together during this whole pandemic thing. What is your thought on that?
I say, well, just check in with your feelings and follow your feelings. This is a tough one. There were people who broke up during the pandemic, and there were marriages that even broke up during the pandemic. They'd never been around each other so much. There were people who hooked up during the pandemic because there was nothing else to do, and then they realized they weren't compatible. We wanted to always, there's a wonderful YouTube on the website on info@drpatallen.com, or that's the email, but at the
www.drpatallen.com. Yeah,
that one. Thanks. Where there's a YouTube on chemistry, compatibility, and communication. And it's a very, this is perfect for that, because if you don't have all of those, if all you had was some chemistry during the pandemic, but then you discovered you weren't really compatible and you haven't developed any communication skills, it's going to go downhill. So that's a good one to watch, right, Kelly?
Yes, I think it's a really good one to watch. It's actually free. And so free? you just scroll down to the bottom of www.drpatallen.com and you'll see it down there. Click it, and definitely. And also, too, Dr. Pat really says, watch this with your partner.
Yes.
Here's another question. Okay. Been in our marriage for 3 years and 3 months. I want to renegotiate our contract. Do you recommend that?
Absolutely. Dr. Pat has recommended people to do it annually, and some people in the beginning every 6 months. So you can renegotiate anything, anytime. If something isn't working the way smoothly, you can call a meeting and say, it's time to renegotiate this particular area at least.
100%. I love that. I say, hop it, rip out chapter 14 and get it out there and start chit-chatting about it.
You got it. And the number for the office at the Want Institute is 949-723-0338. So that's another way to contact the Want Institute. Anything else? Yes. Any more callers? The number again is 323-203-0815. And we'd love to hear from you. So what else do we have, Carol Lee?
Let me see. I go through my messages and my prompts from my gals. So let me see what else they're saying to me right now. That's interesting. So they're asking, can you use the tools with children?
Oh, yes, please. teach your children well. I think that was a song once upon a time.
Oh, it was.
Teach your children well. Start young. Teach if parents are communicating in a healthy, rational way, then the next generation will be a healthier generation and not crazoids that fight. So healthy communication skills using with children and teenagers especially.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, yes. Because they just want the dopamine.
Yeah. So, and they want to fight and they want to fight. But if you're rational and you teach the communication tools that we do, a rational communication, you will find that you will teach them that there's a price and a prize for every action and everything you do. There's either the way Dr. Pat puts it, there's a price, which means you get a benefit. I mean, that's the prize. Or the price, which is, what's it going to cost you? Whether it be cost you emotionally or cost you in pain or cost you in a loss of relationship. But the prize will be a positive outcome. So she always talks about the price and the prize of any given action.
That's funny because as a child, my grandmother would say, ooh-wee. Let me see. What's the price of that toy?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to say, I understand that you think you know everything. And
oh,
you
have we have a caller.
Oh,
we
good.
Have a caller. Hello.
Hello, ladies. This is the lady. I want a new name.
We know you. We know. We
you know who okay. you are.
Okay. So, my friends, we've been dating 2.5 months.
Good. Yay.
Yeah, and he has invited me to his sister's home with her and her family, husband, and children for Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh! Ooh, yay!
Yeah, I think that means something. I don't know what, but...
Well, you're being introduced to family. Yes, that's another step forward.
And it's a milestone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited. I did the happy dance when he asked me, so I was like, I hope I'm not over.
Oh, yes, enthusiasm is great. Yes, enthusiasm is welcomed.
Yes. Okay, so I did the happy dance. And now I'm just thinking, it's like, should I reciprocate, like, for Christmas or something? I don't really want to, but...
Well, don't do anything you don't want to do. You can make him a dinner at your place in between then and then.
Okay.
Something that feels good to you. When you do a give back, it has to feel good to you, too.
Okay, yeah. I've never brought anybody around my family.
Well, you don't have to be around your family just yet. You don't have to do that until you're comfortable doing it.
Okay. All right. So that is good. And anything else? I did cook dinner last Sunday.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. And we had our first kiss last Sunday, too.
Oh.
Yeah. And he called me on Monday and asked if I was okay with it. And I was like, yeah, I was. So I thought that was sweet that he was checking in to make sure that I didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Oh, so he cares about your feelings. That's cherishing. That's an example of cherishing.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I don't have any questions. I mean, that was my only question.
You came to us with a report. We love it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And it's exciting, and we want to hear all about what happens at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
We want to hear all about it. We're excited.
Yes, I can tell. I can tell, and I am excited.
It's a magical time of year. Miracles happen this time of year.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yes. I just want to give you my report then. Thank you.
Thank you.
So happy.
Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye-bye.
That's isn't that
so
great?
Mm-hmm.
I love.
And we have to give her. We have to give her a new name because she doesn't like the old name.
Yes, we know.
So we have to come up with something for her.
We will.
I love
the lady.
It.
The lady, and we know who she was.
Exactly. She's like, lady. I don't want to be that lady anymore.
She's this lady now. Okay.
That's right. She is. Let's just call her the lady.
Okay. This is wonderful. So again, I want to interject here. The office number is 949-723-0338. And the Kelly, go ahead with the website.
www.drpatallen.com. And don't forget that chemistry, compatibility, and communication free down there at the bottom of the page. Scroll down a little bit and you'll see it. And that's a really good one to watch. You can also, we still have the one I store, right? With her getting to I do chemistry, compatibility work.
Yeah, you'll find all the books on Amazon too. And, that's where you'll find all the books. Her newest one is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And the original Bible is Getting to I Do, with all the tools and all the scenarios in there.
And my personal favorite, my favorite one, of course, as everyone knows, is Conversational Rape.
Oh,
it was my it was my landmark book.
Yes.
You
Terrific book on communication.
One.
Well, that first one was based on Dr. Pat's doctoral work. She did that one at right after her doctoral work. So it was based on her androgynous semantic realignment, which is an offshoot of transactional analysis. And she created her ASR. And that's what conversational rape is about. Conversational rape, when she uses that term, it just means when someone, it gives you sort of like a backdoor compliment. Oh, gee, your hair looks nice today, for instance.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that because I used to work in film and television, as you know.
Yeah.
And a very famous cameraman who had the personality of a pit viper. That was how he used to say things.
Oh.
Oh, wow. You look great in that outfit. You usually look so dumpy.
Yeah, nice. That, okay.
You know, that was him. And I used to, and I was young, very young at the time. I used to think to myself, he's a pit viper.
Yeah, okay.
So right?
We even have, we have relatives that talk to us in ways. One of the gals I work with is dealing with her parents. So we help people deal with their adult women are still dealing with some of their parents who don't speak well to them and have these backdoor, these sideways remarks that are very demeaning. So we teach people how to handle that and how to respond in a healthy way without going lower. Just because they go low, you don't have to go lower. So anyway, all of these communication tools apply to all of our different relationships.
That is true. Hey, we're running low on time, so I want to mention something. I want to mention, don't forget to take a look, a really nice Christmas gift is Patricia Eltage's book.
Oh.
And it's very beautiful. I have my copy that I got from Patricia, and it is a prominent place on my coffee table right next to my beautiful book on Renoir.
Oh.
And there it sits prominently and beautiful. It's intriguing and encapsulating, and the photographs in it are stunning. So I suggested, especially if you're interested in dreams, which are really amazing. And
it's called The Dream Class. The name is The Dream Class, and it's found on Amazon. All 5-star reviews are appreciated.
Oh, yeah. And you'll do nothing but want to give it a 5-star review. I definitely did, and I love mine. It's so beautiful.
Thank you for that, Kelly. That's very sweet. Thank you.
There's that. And then I also want to say I'm looking forward to meeting some of you on Zoom in our ladies groups. Please reach out and sign up. We'd love it. I think we're tight for November's close, but there may be some space in December. I'm not sure. Susie takes care of that. Susie's not with us tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right. And men, don't be afraid to call in too. I do privates with men and couples. So everybody gets to learn this stuff that will help their lives and help you have loving, lasting relationships. So what do you say, Kelly? Should we wrap it up here?
I think we should.
Okay, I'll give them closing remark, which is from Dr. Pat Allen. The only way you know you love yourself for anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to have one more question before we pop.
Oh,
we don't have next Thursday, do we? Next Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can listen. Correct. No,
so we're
no
gonna
live.
We'll have an archive on. We'll have an archive on.
Yes.
But we want to wish everybody a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Love you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen,
Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.